Walter Murphy and the Fifth of Beethoven. Oh, don't talk about liquor to me, bud. Mason Dixon is here. Mm-hmm. What is going on? Confusion still
reigns. Hello.
Hello.
They are in the process of removing themselves from the basement of the Sealback Hotel to an undisclosed location.
A nuclear waste dump.
Yes, now in the old days that would have been a big mouth and told the whole city where to meet these guys. I will more or less take over whenever, unless you're just really so locked in here you don't want to go out to the place and do it.
We'll discuss it.
All right, okay. Great.
You can take it next. I'm worn out. I'm burned. I spent 6 hours with Rusty Rogers overnight. You could, you know, it's like keeping up with a room full of bumblebees.
I got up this morning, went to class, came back from class, and collapsed.
Tell you what happened to me. 12:15, I had the alarm clock radio set so I could come back down here this afternoon. And the radio came on, 12:15. My head's hanging over the side of the bed trying to regain consciousness. And they had an ear check of Lee Gray on.
Oh, no.
And I thought I had... was... 20 years ago, or whenever this was, 17 years ago, KLO,
right.
And I thought, oh, my God, I'm late for my ear shift. And I wasn't awake yet, so I was still dreaming this. And I thought I woke up, I was going to wake up and open my eyes and realize between 1977 and now had been a dream.
You want to hear something even weirder?
What?
When I woke up this afternoon, guess what they were playing?
What?
Lee Gray's Last Day on the Air. You know, where they... rewound it backwards to see if there were any demonic messages in the tape.
And there were.
Yes. We're tuned in, Mac. Look, go get yourself something to eat, man, and I'll see what I can do to portal or something.
Okay. Thank you. I'm dead. Mac Hunter, Hitman Mac. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening.
Shift changes. In the old days, just like today, man, and you're trying to get things queued up and you never know what's coming off. I'm Mason Lee Dixon. This is the last farewell to great AM radio station. We are WKLO, WCII, etc., etc. We're going to sign off at midnight.
Down in the boondocks. Down in the boondocks. Go down, put the other boy down in the boondocks.
WDJX-AM, WKLO, it's 8:39. I'm Mason Lee Dixon. We've got music for you from now until who knows when, and hopefully we'll get the equipment working right for you this evening so we won't embarrass the family.
There is a rose in Spanish. La, 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 la.
Little trivia question. Who wrote that song, Chris?
I have absolutely
greatest no idea. Rock and roll songwriter of my era, Carole King, wrote a lot of tremendous rock and roll tunes for guys like Benny King and the Drifters and people like that.
Sort of like Barry Manilow. He wrote the McDonald's theme, no? anyway.
Great talent.
It was beautiful.
Going to have one of Randy's tunes on a little later?
Thanks.
God love Randy. I've got to get to see him. I have to get to see him. We had some great times together at the Printing House for the Blind. I'll probably be back down there working again, too. I think it's Sarah Jean. I don't know, though. I keep forgetting my old boss's name, and that's probably part of my psychology. Many of them I'd like to forget. Well, you've been here helping produce this thing all day?
Back and forth to home, trying to get things collected to bring down...
I personally want to thank you and Nikki for helping me out.
Well,
it's just like the old days. That's what's great about
it. It's a pleasure. I love radio and TV. What can I say?
Yeah. All right. Well, sir, flip on the headphones so you can hear yourself talk. That's one of the great things about radio. Most of us don't hear ourselves talk when we're standing on the street corner. Many of us, even when we do have the earphones on.
So how you doing, Mason?
Well, I'm having a great time. It's strange, however. I'm having a lot of strange feelings about it, and I'm not quite sure what that's all about. But I've always been hyperactive and a rather emotional character anyway, so it wouldn't surprise me if I broke down.
Well, don't do that here.
Well,
we do have a towing service not too far from here, and they will take you away.
Right to Our Lady of Peace. Good.
Yeah.
Good. I could do my next show from out there.
Yeah, Olaf Express is one of the TARC Express routes that we wanted to set up just for all those people that were going to have breakdowns downtown.
Well, tell us your memories. You were on the phone last night. We went through the bit about how all of the comments were formatted, just like the music and everything else on the talk show.
Right.
But give us a little reminiscent of the old days, and then tell us what you're doing these days.
Well, I'm going to be working at WQTL Power 106 in Ottawa, Ohio, coming up in July. Looking back over my memories of WKLO, go back to about 1961, 62, and they're starting out when I was very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
I just broke the egg and came out listening to 1080. And
okay, who was your favorite disc jockey then?
Well, back then, got a lot of chance to listen to the Hi-Fi Club. Even as a youngster, I was talking to my older sister about this last night, and I said, you know, the strange thing is, I know that you were part of that, and she kept saying, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. And I said, sure you are, and she said, no, I'm not. I'm not that old yet. So I know that she was part of it, and then I heard somebody talk about the News Tip of the Week Award and that program that WKLO had. And back at the age of 8, I had fallen off the second floor balcony at our house. It's an apartment, actually, that we were living in. And
landed on your head, no doubt. That's why you're getting into radio.
No, actually, I landed on my feet, which was amazing.
You'll survive in the business.
And what happened was, while they were trying to get me out of this small place in between two buildings, my sister was on the phone calling in the News Tip of the Week. And so she's still
a scam, no doubt.
Absolutely. You know, that's the way it looks like anyway.
So what did you bring down? You had something clutched in your hand, and I thought I would relieve you of it in case I could sell it to one of the jocks.
Yeah, I brought along a local record by the Oxfords.
Great.
That a lot of people had been requesting, or at least they've been saying, let's have some beer. That's what it was.
I'm going to put this one on immediately. J.P. Tack and Jill DeMarco, do you remember the other two members?
No, I don't.
You don't? Oh, where's Larry now that I need him? Well, at any rate, oh boy, listen to this. This has got some vintage scratches in it, too. This is going to be a great one. Is Klein around?
Klein's gone to dinner.
He's gone to dinner. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Well, Mr. Klein, who called for this particular tune...
Well, actually, I
oh, did you call? Well, here it goes. Listen to this. Courtesy of one of the listeners who has got it together, the Oxfords, KLO.
Yeah, I don't want no marijuana. I don't want no LSD. All I want is a little brew for you and a lot of beer for me. Yeah, pass around six packs. Yeah, 'cause in Louisville, Kentucky, all the hippies say, come on back to beer, come on back, Loretta.
I don't know if it's appropriate, Reed, that we're on right after this thing.
It's as good as any.
I guess. God love you.
Same to you.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Sounds good to hear you.
I'm feeling good about this.
Man, you...
I got out of the mountains and made it, and I come back and I look, and you haven't changed any. And I thought, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Man, you sound like you haven't missed a lick.
Boy, it's been a weird, weird life. What have you been doing since we've been gone?
Flying helicopters and doing the weather on TV.
Oh, man, that's fun. That is fun.
That's about it.
Well, what are you doing off the air? I mean, you know, when you're not doing that.
Well, just jogging. That's my thing now.
Keeping it together.
Trying to.
What'd you say? Rusty's here.
Yeah, what about the race cars, Reed?
Oh, yeah. Keeping up with... you ready for this, Mace?
Let's hear it.
I follow NASCAR. I've gotten into stock car racing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dale Earnhardt and the guys. Martin.
I thought you'd have had enough of that when we were doing figure eight races.
It's oddly enough, we're doing one. It's not a figure eight, but we're doing a race next month out at Louisville Motor Speedway.
Well, if I come, will you let me in free?
Yeah, come on in, mate.
Be part of the pit crew there, I'm sure, mate.
I hope there's a lot of people remember this, because I dug out a cartridge today that I listed, shall we say, liberated.
Liberated, I like that term.
I thought it ought to be preserved. Mason does, or did, and still could do, I'm sure, the greatest poetry in the world.
Speaking of that.
I've got it.
Oh, man.
And if I get down there later, we'll play it. What? I mean, believe me, folks, and I know a lot of your friends have heard you, Mace, but second to none. Mason used to do Rod McEwen stuff.
I lost every bit of that in the mountains.
Well, I've got about a 5 or 6 minute piece here.
Oh, I love it. That's the one someone asked about last night, and I had to say, well, what can I tell you? It's
Mason,
gone.
It's you're the best. You're the best doggone radio talk show host around, and I really and truly mean that.
I'm really grateful.
You're able to conduct an intelligent and a fun talk show, and you're able to talk to people of all levels. Remember what our parents used to tell us: the longest way around is the shortest way home.
That's right. That's right. And it's good to hear you still got your same energy. You haven't lost a lick.
Louisville's a fun place to be and a fun place to work, and a lot of good things have happened in radio and TV in this town, and WKLO was certainly a part of them.
It sure was, and it's amazing to me that we're going to lose this one, too. We've lost Wacky.
Yep.
We've lost Wynn. How TMT keeps going is beyond me. Now, that's they're still there.
Yep.
And how many more? You probably know better than I do, because I've been gone so long.
Wave, of course.
You're right, Wave.
That's gone.
I was there.
Yep. The times, they are changing.
Well, what do you think about it? Do you think that AM radio will ever turn this thing around, or do you think it's just on the way out altogether?
AM is a tough sell right now. AM, I think, has turned into a very specialized marketplace.
Hmm.
And AM offers up, very specialized formats. It is the only way I think you can survive in AM today is to either be specialty or full service. And full service is a very expensive format. That's the reason you generally only find one in a market, a la WHAS.
That's right. HAS has been that way for who knows how long.
And it's an expensive format to maintain and put on the air. And generally, the marketplace can only financially support one full service AM, and everybody else kind of finds a little specialty niche. I think that technology is going to help keep AM alive. You know, they're going to expand the AM band. AM stereo, of course, is a good thing. And I don't think AM is dead. I think it's just going to continue to evolve.
Well, I talked to Pete Boyce, and, Pete always knew of all these engineering things. And
yep.
He put on about 200 AM stereos around the region.
He sure has.
And I guess he's still kind of pushing to see that comes through.
It's a good thing. It makes AM sound a whole lot better.
Well, he said that, I forget who it was saying they had an AM stereo receiver in their car, and it sounds, you still get the pops and crackles when the storms are there,
right.
But the quality is as good as FM as far as records are concerned.
Yep, certainly is. You know, I can't believe how many of the guys I've heard today and yesterday, and everybody, it just sounds like, hey, nobody missed a lick.
Hmm.
Talk to Alan Bryan today, and Alan sounds, gee.
Isn't it amazing?
Just like he left the air.
Well, remember the days when you were doing news over there,
yep.
Over at Wacky?
Yep.
You could do it. Why don't you?
Radio WKLO, continuous news.
There it is. Well, who knows? Maybe one of these days we'll all get together and do it in front of cameras.
Why not?
That'd be a lot of fun.
Do it with pictures.
The 24-hour news source, Reed.
The
24-hour news source.
That's right.
We'll do it. You know, basically, getting back to another point that Mason made a little earlier, and that you brought up, the fact of the cost-effectiveness of full-service radio. We go back to the 1960s and 70s. We were sort of full-service, but not totally full-service as, per se, a WHAS. We had 2020 news. We had a news department. We had air talent. And still, we had numbers in the double-digit frame.
You're right.
And it didn't cost that much money then.
Right.
Why is it costing so much now?
I mean,
the talent really hasn't changed a whole great deal.
I don't have the answer. That's a very good point. I don't have the answer for that. It was Of course, there was a time when a number one radio station and there was a, well, WKLO was a good point, you know, could lead the ratings by 10 points, 10 or 12 points. And, you know, that just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. The spread in this market is amazing. I've never seen anything like
it. Yep.
Well, Reed, when can I throw my arms around you?
Hey, we'll have to make it soon.
All right. And we just found another local song from those days. Remember the Rugbees?
The Rugbees, yeah.
Okay, so we came into the set with the Oxfords and come on back to beer. We'll go out of the set with the Rugbees and UI.
Hey, good deal.
I love you, man.
Same to you, Mace. Take care.
You too.
See ya.